Every year, an untold number of migrants attempt to enter the U.S. without government authorization. The flow of humanity is persistent and undeterred, and even with the threat of imprisonment or death, they still come. Surviving crossing the Rio Grande is not the only challenge. The harsh South Texas desert is also an unforgiving obstacle. In part one of a special series looking at the dead in the desert, TPR's David Martin Davies reports on a humanitarian effort to save lives.
Brooks County 911.
Hello?
From the sweltering heat of the South Texas desert comes a call for help.
Hola. ¿Me puedo ayudar?
It's common for the Brooks County Sheriff's Department to receive 911 calls from migrants who are lost in the harsh terrain and are near death.
Como no hablé, Sonia, una muchacha me contestó. Después me pasó para otro.
This time, a group of migrants from El Salvador, who have been beaten down by the heat, dehydration, and exhaustion, are giving up on their American immigration dream. They want the Border Patrol to come and get them. But where are they in all that scrub brush acreage? They don't know.
No mira la dirección.
No, no hay dirección.
They look for clues, and the 911 operator tells them that help is coming, but it's going to be a while.
Bueno, ahí quédese y llame para atrás por unos 30 minutos, okay?
As the call ends, the woman expresses how hopeless she is and that she expects to die there.
Ay, ya no aguanto. Aquí nos vamos a morir.
Brooks County is about 70 miles north of the Mexican border. This is where the Border Patrol strategically stationed a checkpoint on Highway 281 at the town of Falfurrias. For migrants looking to enter into the interior of the U.S., they know that they must avoid that checkpoint to evade capture. So off they go, on foot, into the thorn brush desert.
It could be as far south as 50 miles away, or it could be real close to the checkpoint. And this heat and this weather, it gets pretty serious.
Eddie Canales is with the South Texas Human Rights Center.
They're crossing through thick brush, mesquite, cactus, and then underneath is sand. Walking through sand is difficult.
It's so difficult that many die. In 2019, over 30 human remains were discovered in Brooks County alone. That number is down from previous years. Over the last 10 years, though, it's estimated that 700 people died crossing Brooks County. Most of those people never had their human remains recovered. Their bodies are left where their coyote guides left them because they couldn't keep up.
King Ranch, a lot of recovery here. These three ranches have the main areas where bodies are recovered and skeletal remains.
In the summer, the temperature is routinely over 100 degrees, and it's during the summer that Brooks County sees the most migrants. Canales' mission is to help the people who make that journey come out of the desert alive.
We've got over 170 water stations. You're trying to get water in between, water before and water afterwards. We'll never have enough. I don't want it too far off. But
on this day, I'm with Canales as he builds a few more stations.
Help me build your water station.
And he checks on others to see if they need to be restocked with water jugs.
How's it look?
Each water station consists of a big blue plastic barrel with the word agua painted on the side. Inside there are gallons of jugs of water that are sitting on top of a crate.
The crate, so it makes it easier for people to pick up the water.
Canales says he rarely sees any of his water stations vandalized. More often, he has seen that people in the community actually add jugs of fresh water to the stations.
When you see people dropping a case of water into your water station, there is good faith.
On top of the water stations, there is a tall pole with a white flag that's whipped back and forth in a hot desert wind. And on the lid of each of the barrels, there are the GPS coordinates for that location. So if a group of migrants need to be rescued, they can call authorities and tell them exactly where they are, and the Border Patrol can pull them out of the desert while they are still alive. In Brooks County, David Martin Davies reporting.